AHSTW boys basketball coach Gigi Harris joins us to talk about the upcoming year for the Vikings. And you guys have a lot of talent, no doubt about that. What are some of the goals in front of this group?
Well, we know what the goal is. But we really want to focus on, you know, each day, what's going to make it really enjoyable and what are we going to be proud of each day. And if we do that, you know, and accumulate and have a bunch of those nice practices and games one at a time, you know, hopefully that goal will be there for us at the end. But we really want to try to embody the, you know, the one day at a time type of deal. And that today's the most important day. And, you know, collectively with the talent, the maturity and experience coming back with some really, really nice newcomers and some other guys that have really stepped up over the offseason to put themselves in a position to produce and to really help this team elevate and take it to the next level. And just really looking forward to the opportunity with this group of guys.
So a state title?
Like I said, so we know what the goal is, so we're going to take it one day at a time. And if we can do our part and put ourselves in a position for that, obviously that's what we'd love to do.
Well, a ton of seniors on this team that have been playing since pretty much day one. So tell us about that group and how they look to lead you.
It's a phenomenal group of seniors. I mean, they've really, you want to talk about a group of kids that have, you know, students, I hate to say kids, but players, you know, student athletes to come through along with their families to really change the landscape of Viking basketball. This group has done a great job of really creating and instilling a landscape that we want to instill and sustain for a long time. And a lot of that comes with just their individual efforts and time that they put into the game and put into Viking basketball and themselves and the team itself. And then our collective effort, you know, this is a group that's about 7-8 strong. We've even gained a senior this year, someone that hasn't really been with us the whole time, but just wants to be a part of it. It's, you know, his friends, it's bigger than the game itself. And it's a group that really prides itself on doing things the right way. And we lead ourselves with discipline, and it's something to be proud of and a legacy that that we get to do it through the game of basketball. And from top to bottom, it's a group that I'm proud to be represented with. And I think they're going to lead us really, really far. And, you know, we talk about today's the most important day. We got a solid group of guys that make it important that each day is a, you know, lasting legacy that we're going to do things the right way. And on the basketball court, when it comes to executing X's and O's and playing defense and rebounding, they can do that at a really, really high level, but they do it at a high level as young men too.
Raiden Groby, obviously a ton of production to replace. Not that you don't have the pieces to do it, but how do you expect that to maybe change the style of play, if at all, for your team this year?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I mean, you're not going to be able to replace, Raiden Groby. But, you know, we do have to be able to fill some roles and some spots and figure out what's our identity going to look like. And we're going to still do a lot of the same things, but we aren't going to look different. We shouldn't look different. And, you know, I think that there's a possibility for us to be maybe even deeper than we were the previous couple of years. You know, like I said, you can't replace Raiden, but, you know, when you got three guys, Raiden, Braden Lund, and Kyle Summers, who really can probably score 20 any given night, which is a luxury to have, but there's still only one basketball. And so that hopefully really opens up some opportunities for, you know, one, two, three other guys to get their hands on the ball and be playmakers. Or when they're going to try to take away a Braden or a Kyle or Cole Sheffler, who's been playing for a long time, when they take those weapons away, it hopefully opens up scoring and producing roles for other guys, which should be really exciting for a lot of guys. And so that should create a really competitive atmosphere in practice, but also within games too. So we're going to look different. We want to look different, and we're going to need to look different. It's early, so we're putting that to the test. But that's kind of, you know, that's what the season holds right there in front of you, is that, you know, each day you get to go out and get better and see what the potential is for this group.
Have you had any scrimmages yet? And if so, tell us a little bit about how that went. And if not, just what's kind of standing out to you with the practice?
Yeah, you know, we had the opportunity to go scrimmage AL. And, you know, we want to scrimmage people that are bigger, faster, stronger, more athletic, whatever have you. And, you know, sometimes you have to go up. You don't always have to go up in class to do that. But, you know, Coach Isaacson does a great job. Not only are they bigger, faster, stronger, all that stuff at a 4A level, they guard those type of people, but they're really well coached, and we know they're going to be fundamentally sound. And so for us to go over there and get that opportunity, you know, we're very privileged in that. And it was good. You know, anytime you can go get beat up by those guys and come away feeling good, you know, that's kind of what you're looking for. But I'd like to think that we got some licks in too. I think that we had a really lot of quality possessions on both sides of the ball, both for our JV and our varsity. And so really quality scrimmage early on in the season. We did take a couple extra days this year to kind of, you know, just kind of have that transition from football to basketball, from your fall to winter season. And so, you know, we've only had four practices. We've got a scrimmage and a shooting practice in there. So it's still super early and really young in the season. But for what's in front of us right now, I really like where we're at. We got guys that want to get better. We've got guys that, I don't know, got 30, 40 starts under their belt, and they still want to get better, and they're coachable. And we got a young group of guys that want to prove themselves, and they want to beat those guys. And so it's a fun group to be around. The scrimmage really gave us a lot of opportunities of what we need to work on right now, and maybe what our potential looks like. And so a really good start to the season so far.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
I appreciate it, Ben. Thank you.